Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while, but we just thank God that we're back on tonight, and we're looking for God to do many wonderful things for everybody out there. Just keep your mind and heart Amen. On the Lord, and if you don't know the Lord, you can know Him tonight. And we just want to tell all the new listeners, thank you for listening from all over the world, and we thank all the regular listeners that have been supporting this ministry with their prayers. We really appreciate all the prayers that go up for the broadcast. And we thank God for what He's doing on here. And the Facebook listeners can put their prayer requests and the praise reports in the comments below, and we'll look at them here in a little while. We'll pray over them. And if God has touched you in any way, just put it in the comments and let us know what God's been doing for you, because Revelations 12:11 says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So Amen. We'd like to know what God's done for you. And please tell your friends and your family and your neighbors about the broadcast and help us get the gospel out to others. And the subject for today is Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. You know, there's some preachers that say that there's many ways to God, but that's not true. That's a lie. So don't believe the lie. Just believe what the Word of God says. And I want to read Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So I just want everybody to just one mind, one accord, and let's have church tonight. And there's many people that need prayer tonight. So just if you have any prayer requests, just post them in there, and we'll look at them here in a little while. And we're going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs, then we're going to get our pastor to obey the Lord here.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, sweet Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Have your way, Lord.
Just bear with Him here. Praise the Lord.
We all need a Savior as our only one. You may feel like you have it all. Burn the tide of turn and you feel your back is against the wall. You're still looking for something to keep the way you. The answer is Jesus. He'll give you life to you. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Send down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sin and bought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Only one.
The world has much to offer to each of us today. They say just do your own thing. It's your life anyway. But God has told us plainly, now we've all come out from the old. And these every people, if we're gonna live for Him.
Yes.
So all there to begin from in a world of compromise. I may not be perfect, and my name may never be. And while I send no letters for all the world to see, and I can't hold my head up high, no different I may be. For I know when my Jesus comes, I'll live forever in glory.
Yes.
Out there to be different in a world of compromise. And I'll stand for you, Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, you ridiculed all that criticized. So out there to be different. Set apart and sanctified. Yes, I'll never be different. Set apart and sanctified. At this time, we're going to call on our pastor, John Harrison. Here he is.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Great.
Yes.
To be back here with you this afternoon. We just thank God for another time, another privilege that we're able to come and share with you the blessings of the Lord and the Word of God. Thank the Lord for you that's out there tonight that you're praying and for the needs. Thank you, Tim, for the people. A lot of requests, a lot of people. Praise God. Just had a call out a while ago, Sister Brady. Praise God, it needs prayers real bad on up in the years, and she needs prayer, and so many others that needs prayer tonight. A lot of things happening going on in the world today, and people that really need to be praying and calling upon the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. And we see as we read the Word of God and we look around and praise God and see all the happenings that the Bible said that would happen. Surely, children, the end is very close.
Amen.
Praise God, because the Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, in a little while, he that will come, he said he will come, and he will not tarry. And I know that the Word of God said there'll come scoffers in the last days, saying, where is the promises of his coming? Praise God, because all things discontinue as they are. But Jesus said on the Mount of Olives, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Praise God, and his disciples come to him, probably, and begin to ask him, what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? He began to tell them, he said, there's going to be a lot of false prophets. Rise up, false teachers, yeah. False prophets. Praise God, and he went on to say, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and earthquakes and divers places, but he said the end is not yet. But that's the beginning of sorrow. Surely we end up down in the last days and sorrow, heartaches and trouble that's a brewing out there in our land, our country. Praise God, and you know, if there ever was a time that people need to turn back to God,
amen,
it's in this day and hour.
Yes.
Praise God, because a nation, how that would forget about God, he said they'll be turned into hell. Praise God, and I say tonight, with all the love in my heart to you out there, the only help that we really have is Jesus Christ, the only
amen.
One.
Amen.
We can go to, or we can call on, or we can look to for help and for deliverance. I see John the Revelator, praise God, as he's seen all the things that have taken place there in Revelation and the happenings that that was revealed to him. And at the end of it, praise God, he began to pray, and he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus,
yeah.
Come. Hallelujah. Because of the turmoil and the trouble, the heartaches, and the things that would have taken place. Children, I'll tell you, praise God, if you ever did, make it right with the Lord. And it's time that people begin how to turn to God and call upon that mighty name of Jesus that they might be saved. Praise God, because perilous times, dangerous times is on every hand and on every side. And everything you read about and you turn the news is on and you begin to look to it, it's a pointing down to the coming of the Son.
Yes.
Praise God, wars and it's telling our evening, praise God, and how many have been killed. People's in trouble and heartaches. Praise God. But church, I tell you, time to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
With all of our heart, with all of our soul,
yes,
with all of our mind.
Amen.
I'd like to see our nation turn back to God. I'd like to see our country and our world, praise God, repent and
amen,
call upon the name,
yes,
of the Lord and see it healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God, because we need a healing. We need a touch.
Amen.
From the Master's strong hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we need prayer to every word. Because the Bible said, and you know it as well as I do, the fervent prayer of a righteous man.
Yes.
Availeth much. When people begin to pray, God will begin to hear,
yes,
and it'll begin to come down and heal our land and heal our country,
amen,
and save our people that's out there. Because you know it ain't the Lord's will that any would perish,
amen,
but that all would come, and that is to repentance.
Amen.
Praise God. We're going to look just a little while, praise God, tonight in the book of Timothy. the sixth chapter. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you keep in mind the scriptures that's already been read here tonight. And let's draw close to the Lord. Praise God. Let's seek him while he may be found. Let's call upon him. Praise God. While his ears is open and he hears the prayers and the cries of the righteous. Hallelujah. In the sixth chapter of 1 Timothy and about, praise God, verse 11, we'll sort of just jump in here and look at a few scriptures here. And we pray that you out there, you need anything from the Lord. I'll tell you, the Lord is able to meet your needs. If you need a Savior this afternoon, he's your Savior.
Yes, he is.
If you need a healer, he's your healer.
Yes, amen.
If you need strength, he's your strengther. Praise God, he's your helper tonight.
Yes.
Praise God. David said, I look to the Lord, which cometh my help, and my help and my strength cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Here in the 6th chapter and 11th verse of 1 Timothy, praise God, he said, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness.
Yes.
Praise God, we need to flee from all the things of this world. Flee.
Amen.
These things they're talking about down through here, and he's telling us about. Praise God. And he said, follow after righteousness.
Yes.
Praise God. And that's what we need to be doing.
Amen.
We need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. As he began to tell, come and follow me. Children, our babies are looking for somebody that will follow him.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And will flee all of these things.
Yes.
Praise God. And it will look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You can send in texts or whatever. Praise God. Down at the bottom of the screen. Praise God. Prayer requests, whatever you need. Somebody's a praying. Somebody's a praying for you. And I thank God. Praise God. He said, for us to flee from these things. And Father, well, it's time. Praise God. People begin to live righteous.
Amen.
And godly. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In this world. Because I'm going to say tonight, if we ever did need the Lord, people always need him.
Yes. But
hallelujah, we need him right now.
Yes,
our country, our nation, our world needs the Lord.
Yes.
Needs some righteousness and then some godliness and some holiness.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God, because I'll tell you the effectual prayer of pride of a righteous man. Availeth much. We need some righteous men. We need some righteous women. And I know we got some.
Thank you.
But hallelujah, we need more and more people that come before the Lord. Praise God in prayer. Seeking out of the face of Jesus Christ. Calling on him and believing, praise God, that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them have that diligently seek him. I tell you, he said, when you seek me with all your heart, you can find me, because I'll be not far away from you. We need a healing from the Lord. We need a move in our land and in our country, in our world today. Hallelujah. We need people everywhere turning their heart and their life back to Jesus Christ one more time, praise God, and follow him. Hallelujah, because I tell you, praise God, his ears ain't dull that he cannot hear. His arm ain't short that he can't reach down and save. Praise God, but he said, flee these things. Turn away from the things of this world. Turn away from false gods and gods that cannot hear and gods that cannot answer. Praise God, Jesus Christ is the way that's done been said, the truth and the life, hallelujah. And the gift of God, we're going to have to go through Jesus Christ. He's Lord of heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Plead these things. Praise God. Oh, man of God. Far after righteousness and godliness. Praise God. Far after righteousness. Far after holiness.
Amen.
Far after pureness. But
yes,
we got to live pure. We got to live righteous.
Amen.
Of the grace
Amen.
Of God it brought salvation.
Thank you.
It has given all men given us what we got to do. You don't have to ask man how to do what you need to do. All you got to do is get in the Word of God and begin to
yes.
read and begin to ask the Lord for understanding
Amen.
And knowledge. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God will lead you deeper and deeper. Praise God in all. He said he'll guide you. He'll lead you into all truth
Amen.
And righteousness. Praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, the Lord hears the prayers of the righteous.
Yes,
he hears the cries of the redeemed of God. Praise God. His people that will seek him with all their heart,
yes.
with all their soul.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Power after righteousness and godliness. Praise the Lord. We got to live godly.
Amen.
We got to live sober and
God.
Righteous in this present world. This is the place
yes.
that we got to be prepared. And that is for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I hate to stand here and paint you a dim
yes.
picture. Praise God, but I tell you, friend. Praise God. Evil men, and I've said, I guess, about every time, but evil men and seducers is a waxing worse. Our
Amen.
Nation, our country, it is worse trouble than it's ever been before.
Amen.
And it's all important down to the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
In a little while, I'll say it again, he that will come, he will come. And he will hurry. Praise
you.
God. What's he looking for? He's looking when he comes for the redeemed of God, them that's been yes. saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah. That's repented of their sins and believed on him. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, praise God, our world, our freedom, our people needs the prayers of each one that knows how. To pray a prayer that God will hear
Amen.
And God will answer and he'll move upon our land
yes.
and our country again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can look down through. Praise God. And I'll tell you, as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Lot, what would people are doing? It
yes.
said they were eating and they were drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. Until, praise God, that God went down and brought Lot out of Sodom. And when he did, praise God, he burnt that place up.
Yes.
Why? Because the cries of the wicked went up before the Lord.
Jesus.
Praise God, he heard the wickedness and seeing the sin and the corruption that was down out of that place. Praise God, and he said, what a burn it up. Church, I'll tell you what. And praise God, it's going to take you farther than you want to go.
Amen.
And it's going to cost you far more than you want to pay.
Amen.
But they that live godly, hallelujah,
Thank
and
you.
Righteous and holy
Glory
in this
God.
Present world, the Lord will
Come
hear
on.
And he'll answer and he'll move.
Amen.
Praise God one more time. I tell you, praise God, the grace of God. Praise the Lord, he said. Praise God, go on. Hallelujah. Father, after righteousness and godliness and faith, hallelujah, love. Praise God, we need that faith. We need to believe, children, in a God. Somebody said, but I ain't never seen him. Hallelujah. I ain't never seen him either. Praise God, but I believe, don't you? I believe with all of my heart. Hallelujah. I know without a doubt. Praise God that he rose on that third day. I know that he's alive. And I know that he's alive. And I know he hears your cry and your call and your prayers. Hallelujah. And I know he's able and will move upon the needs of the people. A nation and a world turn back to God and begin to ring those song this night. The prayer bells of heaven. We need to ring them prayer bells. We need to cry unto the Lord Jesus, and he'll deliver us.
Amen.
Father, after righteousness, godliness.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell you, I know people don't want to live godliness and godly and righteous and holy. But praise the Lord, I say this in a time when I believe with all my heart, he's getting his church ready.
Yes.
What are you getting ready for, preacher? I'm getting ready to leave here, ain't you? Praise God, I tell you, and people need to come in by the hundreds and by the thousands and begin to look to Jesus Christ, the righteous. Praise God, because nobody don't want to die a cruel death. Nobody, praise God, don't want to go down with all nation that forgets God, then there's one way out. And that's to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher, our helper, our God, our deliverer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Our soon coming King. Yes, he's coming.
Amen.
They asked him, Lord, what will be the sign of our coming? He went on to tell them, you'll hear of wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. Man, you can just turn your ears on. All kinds of different things that are taking place. Praise God, and things that are happening. But where's the love? Where's the love at?
Amen.
Where's the righteous at? Where's the redeemed of God at?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we need to get that love. I preached a little bit by our lives. Praise God. Somebody said one time to describe God to me. And another man said, he's just a great big bottle of love. Church, I'll tell you, I don't know how much you love Jesus. Hallelujah. But I know one thing, that he loved me and you enough. If it had been nobody but you out there, praise God, it was lost. He would have come down here and died for you. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. He don't want you to perish. He don't want you. He loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With a love that I'm not able to grab a hold of the deepness of the little God in the depths, that had he had love to people that yielded his name in vain and does all kind of sin and corruption and things that happen. But the Lord still loves you and me. Word of God said he loved us when we were dead in sin and trespassing in sin. Christ died first.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All to you. Praise you, God. Father, after righteousness, godly, faith, patience, meekness. Praise God, have that meek spirit, that humble spirit. Humble yourself. And the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he'll lift you. He'll exalt you. Praise God. Bible said he resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. We need to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. And we need to cry out unto the Lord. Praise God, because we see it all happening, and it all coming in and being fulfilled right before anybody you can talk to. Even lost people, and they say, I believe the end is right around the corner. Hallelujah. But it'll be too late to say it one day.
Right.
But it's going to happen as short as we hear. I know there may be a few things that's going to be fulfilled. There's going to be trouble playing in their country. Hallelujah. And the church world is going to have to completely put their faith, praise God, in the Lord and love him. And what did he say? Love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. We have to love the Lord that God with all that's in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say, when I say love him, is obey him, follow him in the beauty of wholeness.
Amen.
Praise God. And I walk upright. Because when you walk up right before the Lord, he said, I will withhold nothing good from them that walks upright. Honor yourself. Honor the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
Resist the devil.
Yes.
He'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh. Oh, hear me, friends.
Yes.
Out there tonight. How to turn your heart to God. My Lord. Come down, praise God, up ye high horse, and humble yourself.
Yes.
Hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will hear you. God will move. He and the dead God set in the fire. And they'll hear you cries and you cries.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord, we need to be filled with that anointing, with the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what he does. He come down here. He was full of love. He loved them that hated him.
Thank you, Lord.
He loved them that persecuted him. And he told you and me to love one another as I've loved you. Praise God.
Yes.
And Father, hallelujah, into all truth and into righteousness and into godliness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. With an humble heart. Not my will, Lord, but thy will have be done. Not my way. God's way is much higher than my way. My mind, my thoughts ain't God's. But praise God, I believe we can get in his will.
Yeah.
That will not be in his way.
Amen.
Praise God. Because I'll tell you, if we'll let him, he'll kill out this old fleshly man.
Yeah.
And that spiritual man will begin to rise up in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And
Lord,
you're not following after what you want, but you're being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. What's the word to lead you to? It's to lead you into deeper depth and higher heights in the realms of the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, power of God, into the place. Praise God, and he's going to have them a church that's able to stand and will stand against the walls and against the forces of hell that's going to cut out on the other side.
Yes.
Victorious, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hey, a lot of people make law by the wayside. They may give in. But praise God, God's going to have somebody.
Yes.
He's going to have him a number. He's going to have him a church. Praise God, it's going to follow him.
Amen.
Somebody said, how can you say that? I heard one preacher one time said, I believe you could pack them all the Christians. Praise God, it's going to heaven in a Volkswagen. I said, I'll bag them. Praise God, I'll tell you what. Praise God, God's going to have a heavenly host. My Lord, that's going to follow him. Through heartache, through trouble. Because did not John see him? When John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and they all the patents for the testimony that he held, and the word of God. He said, I've seen a number that no man could number.
Amen.
To their tongues and language and nations that stood before God. And John the in the water and said, who are these people? Where did they come from? Who are they? An angel told John, I said, these is the ones that's come out through great tribulation, who's got the robes white in the blood. Have you had the blood of Christ? Bible says without the shed in the blood, there's no remission. Oh, I tell you, praise God, somebody said, all the church, and I ain't going to get on a doctrine or denomination. The lot of them said, praise God, we ain't going through no troubles. We ain't going through no tribulation. Brother, if you ain't going through, you better be praying right now. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, hallelujah. Oh, brother, troubles are brewing. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, look at the early church. What they went through with Apostle Paul. After he was struck down on the road to Damascus. His name was Saul. He persecuted. He hauled men and women off out of jail. And they give his witness against them. And they killed him and stoned him and everything else. But look back at Paul's life. He suffered many things.
Yeah.
Praise God, he went through it. He said, I've been beat. I've been stoned. I've been in the deep. Hallelujah. I've been out there. I've been persecuted every way that I went. I've been beat, I've walked, praise God, been stoned and left for dead. But the Lord raised him up. But I love what he said. Hallelujah. What's the moving people today from the Word of God? What's pulling people onto the left hand side? Tribulation, heartache, sure, they cut like a knife. But praise God, Paul went through it all. And he told about everything through hunger, through coldness, praise God, the persecution. And he said, besides all the whoopings and the beatings that come up on me daily, he said, the cares of the church was upon me. But he asked this question. He said, who is weak? I'm not weak, he said. Brother, we don't need to be weak. We need to be strong. In the Lord and in the power of his might, we need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And we'll be able to stand against the walls of the devil. Hallelujah. He said, though I go bound in the spirit up to Jerusalem, praise God, old Agabus come down there, and he got Paul's girdle. And he bound, the Bible said, he bound his own hands and feet, and he said, thus saith the Holy Ghost. Hey, laying in wait on you up in there. Paul, praise God, you're going to be persecuted. They're going to stone you. They're going to whoop you. But what did Paul say? None of these things don't move me. Oh, I tell you, children, get angered in Jehovah. Get angered in Jesus. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Devil's trying to move you. Devil's trying to tear you down and destroy you. Many different ways, but whatever way is coming against you, our God is greater than anything that's out there. Paul said, none of these things don't move me. He said, I'm home, I don't go up to Jerusalem. I'm just to be persecuted. But he said, I'm ready to die up there for the name of Jesus. You may have to die for that name. Hallelujah. Christian people is to die somewhere in the world today because they'll stand up for the name of Jesus. You hear about it. Hallelujah. Brother, what if you have to die? What if I have to die? For the name of Jesus, are we able to stand? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I believe we can get the boldness of God. I believe we can get enough of the Lord in us. Hallelujah. I know the Lord won't let us be tempted and tried above that we're able to bear and with every trial and temptation. But praise God. A lot of people ain't got the love of God in their heart. They won't love him with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind. They say, you got to love me above everything. Hallelujah. Remember from which you're fallen and turn back to your first love or else. Hallelujah. There's hatred in people's heart. There's jealousy in people's heart by the love of many and because sin and iniquity is bound to many. The love of many is waxed cold. Praise God, but from such we need to turn away from these things and turn our heart back and say, Lord, give us power. I went through it. Our early church went through it. There's a dying for what they're preaching for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But it didn't stop Paul. He kept going. He kept going. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I'm down here. Praise God in verse 12. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Church, we need to lay hold on life, eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Endure this thing. Run a good race. Praise God. A race is set for us to go forward. In the name of Jesus, fight the good fight. Praise God. Brother, I tell you, we ain't going to heaven without a battle. We ain't going to heaven without a fight. We've been fighting against the forces of hell. Praise God. Spiritual weakness in high place. Right in the house of God, you got to fight against the forces of the devil and the powers of the enemy. But I've got to say, John Ford, but little children, little Christians, saints of God, praise God, holy men of God, brother, I tell you, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, we're more than an overcomer. We're more than a conqueror through Christ that strengthens us. That's a good part of faith. Lay hold on eternal, grab a hold of eternal life. Praise God and fight. Have a good part of faith. For unto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, I tell you, praise God, we need to go on. I told them last night, people still sitting on the same old seat. When they got up from that altar, they went back and sat down. Hallelujah. And they're still sitting at the same place. Praise God, that's good. That we're still going. But we need to press on into this thing. We need to get wrapped up in Jesus. Filled with the power. Hallelujah. He don't just pour his anointing out. He don't give us just a little bit of it. He'll keep pouring it out. He'll keep blessing you. He'll keep filling you. He'll keep stirring you. He'll keep lifting you up, my Lord. You're still people that have battles. And they go back to church on Sunday morning or Sunday night. And the good old saints of God would begin to sing Amazing Grace. I've seen it. Praise God. And some good old mom or some good dad would begin to raise their hand and begin to holler. And people begin to shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So they had a closeness. They had a love for the Lord. They loved him enough. They was talking to him all week long. Hallelujah. How is it today? Where are you at? Praise God. It's our love. People fail and turn away from their first love. But any time to turn back our hearts and our prayers to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he still loves you. He still loves us. And he still wants to help us and give us power and give us strength to overcome the things that's happening and come. And Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God, don't let none of these things move us. You know, they sing a song. I guess Brother Joe and some of them do. Praise God, Brother Ron does. Praise God, trials has made me cold. Heartache has made me cold. But brother, we need and them trials. You know why? Praise God, when the devil is beating you in your mind and flicking your body, trying to tear you down, we got to learn to lean on Jesus. Our everlasting, our love, our everlasting Father, the Lord of glory, that will build us up in the most holy faith. And he said, praying in the Holy Ghost, how the Lord is able to do more for me and for you than we can even think or we can even imagine. According, it said, to the power that works in us. What's the working in us? Spiritual weakness of the power and anointing of the Lord that's building us up. And we need to get stronger. Every day we need to be strengthened, and we can. Praise God when we get into the Word of God and begin to study to show ourselves approvable. A workman need not to be ashamed, but a rightly divide the Word of truth. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's strength in the Word of God, ain't there? There's power in the Word of God. It ain't nowhere else. It's all in Jesus. Praise God, and he is that Word that lives and dwells in me and you if we repent and ask him to come in. Praise God. He went on. Paul did. Hallelujah. And he said, finally, my brothers and sisters, praise God, churches, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I see it everywhere. God trying to move. Spirit of the Lord trying to fill the house. And people will clench down. Hallelujah. Their hearts is hard. The love of many wax cold. I'm not talking about maybe not again ye brother or sister, but again the Lord. And if it is again ye brother and sister, praise God, when your heart wax cold, brother or sister, you'll wax and cold on God. Because he said love. Love each other. Praise God with a pure heart, fervent. Love each other. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody said, I can't stand sister so-and-so. Hallelujah. Brother so-and-so. Praise God. Well, what about Jesus? He had to love them, didn't he? They beat him and they stoned him. Glory to God. They mocked him. They said, away with him. But he loved them and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Hallelujah. A lot of people. Maybe ignorant in this time. They need to come. They need you and me to show them and tell them the right ways out of love, praise God. That Jesus Christ loves him, praise the Lord. And he loved them enough. He come and died for the church to purchase him. A church of God that was without spot and wrinkle.
Yes.
For he come.
Ooh, God.
Just feed the church of God. Hallelujah. Feed them.
Thank you,
what are we being fed? Junk food? may not kill you today, but in the long run, it will kill you. Only thing that will bring life to you is the purity word of God.
Yeah.
It'll build you up. It'll make you strong. Hallelujah. Walk in love.
Yeah.
Thank God. Let me tell you, I don't care how far you've been down, where you've been, Jesus loves you. He stretched out his hand to you. And all kind of stuff that's going on. But the Lord is wanting you to lean on him. Look to him.
Yes.
He's wanting to build you. He's wanting to give you strength.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Take you to heaven.
Amen.
Let me read just a little bit more. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
No greater love than the love of God. He said, I charge thee. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who shall quicken all things. And before Christ Jesus, who before upon his body witnessed a good conversation. Hallelujah. Praise God, we need to walk on out in him. I want to read you another scripture. I find it real quick over here. I think it's Second Timothy. And now it's all said and done. How many can look back? Praise God, and when you come down the last mile of the way, you're on your deathbed. Paul comes the last mile of the way in Second Timothy. Chapter 4, hallelujah, and verse 7. These are the words that Paul said. I fought a good fight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I finished my course.
Yeah.
Children, I believe you fought a good fight, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe he finished the course. What God had called him. How many could say that? I fought a good fight. I've been faithful. The Lord said, I've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over me. He didn't call you in this and fill you with the Spirit, fill you with the Word, for you to turn back and sit down and give in and give up. He put this in you for a reason.
Amen.
And said, he that endured to the end. But Paul had been through it all. You read it. He fit. He went through the very portion of hell. He said, I fought a good fight.
Yes.
I finished my course. I ran the race. Hallelujah. Henceforth, thou laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which a righteous judge is going to give me that day. And then he said, it ain't to me only, but it's to all of them that loves his appearance.
Amen.
Where are we at? Praise God. Brother, I'll tell you. I like to be praying before the storm hits.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When the storm gets there, we'll have strength to stand. I'm telling you, there's storms are brewing.
Amen.
You hear me? Storms are brewing. Troubles are brewing. Troubles are coming. You read it. Apostle Paul said in Thessalonians, only he that will live. He be taken out of the way. Iniquity is a binding. Praise God. Sin is a Roman. Hatred is a being built up. Praise God. God's a calling. God's a knocking. How many are turning their heart back to God? You might not say, I give up on God. I quit. I don't go to church. How many has quit praying? How many has quit obeying the Spirit? Pray without cease, Jesus said. In everything, give a thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
Look what he's done. Look where he brought us from. Praise God out of the very pit of hell. Out of the hand of the devil. The Lord delivered us. Look where you're taking us to. A land, praise God. A beauty and splendor that eyes ain't never seen. What I tell you, somebody ought to get happy about it. Somebody ought to stop and say, Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for dying for me on Calvary.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. I tell you, I hate he had to be beat like he did. I hate he had to go through with all the suffering and the pain and the agony. Unreal, wasn't it? What he went through with. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine the pain that little mama was going through as she looked on him. As he cried and said, I thirst. And they brought him some vinegar mingled with gall. Don't you know she wanted to give him a sip of water?
Yes.
Can you imagine if it was one of your sons that is a beating of death, what you would feel?
Yes.
The children, I tell you, he didn't only do it for me.
Amen.
He didn't only do it for you.
Right.
He died it for everybody.
Amen.
Whosoever will, let him come.
Yes.
You look in the mirror. Next time you look and say, where am I at?
Amen.
Lord, am I pleasing you? Am I in the center of your will, God?
Yes.
Or is there sin in my life? Have I got sin going on and a thing nobody don't know about?
Yes.
No, your husband may not know it. Your wife may not know it. Your kids may not know it. Your family may not know it. Your pastors may not know it. Praise God, your evangelists may not know it. But there's somebody that knows it, and his name is Jesus.
Yes, Lord, amen.
Man will give him a sin. For every deed that's done in this body, whether it's good or bad, if we don't get it under the blood, that would head on Calvary and ask God for forgiveness.
Amen.
And turn from her wicked ways.
Yes.
Turn to the Lord. Look to him. Because there's life in him.
Yes.
Praise God, there's deliverance in him. If I didn't love you, I would not tell you the truth. That's why Jesus told us the truth.
Right.
He didn't tell me about all my sins because he wanted to hurt me. I ain't preaching like this to hurt you. I'm trying my best to help somebody.
Yes,
to hear somebody. Praise God. Turn unto the Lord. Praise God. Because he put a love. I didn't used to love nobody much. Hallelujah. Didn't even much love myself. Till Jesus got in my heart. What is it they saying? It'll make you love everybody. It'll make you love you. It'll make you love your neighbors.
Yeah.
The love of Christ. Hallelujah. But he's called. He's called.
Yeah.
And he's soon coming.
Amen.
He's coming. Fear of wars, pestilence, anything, man, you name it.
That's right.
It's about going on.
Yeah.
People will die. Yeah. Different ways you can't imagine. And say, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. Praise God, how did this take place? But it's happening.
Yeah.
A little while. And you know what, people? I don't know what people's waiting on. It's going to be too late when he steps out on the clouds of glory.
Right.
That same Jesus, They said, you see, go away. Went up in the clouds, didn't he? Cloud received him out of sight. They gazed into heavens. He went away. That man standing by in white of pearl, angels, said, what do you mean of Galilee? Stand you gazing into heaven. Said, that same Jesus, you see, go away. Said, he's coming again. In a like manner. Are you sure? Be sure.
Yes.
Your sins will find you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be sure you're ready to meet the Lord. You stand here, and we got two more brothers coming on. We're praying one for another. Hallelujah. We can just work together, and together we can lift up Jesus. You might be able, they might be able to reach somebody that I'm not. You might be able. Children, wherever you at, whoever you are, to be a light to a lost and dying world is sitting in darkness. Oh, the Bible says if this gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost.
Amen.
Who the gods of this world has blinded their eyes. But through me and you and Christ in us, we present Jesus to this lost and dying world.
Amen.
He's a Savior.
Yes, he is.
He's a deliverer.
Amen.
He's your helper in a time of need.
Yes.
And in a time of trouble.
Amen.
Call on him. Find out. He'll be there.
Yes, he will.
He will. He'll be there.
Yes.
People's been on their deathbeds. Called on God. The Lord give. Added to them.
Yes.
Hezekiah was on his deathbed. Prophet Isaiah went to him. Said, Hezekiah, you better get your house in order.
Yes.
Said, you're fixing to die and you ain't going to live. What did Hezekiah do? Turned his face to the wall and began to cry to God. And the Lord heard his cry.
Yes.
And he told the prophet, said, you go back. You tell Hezekiah, I hear his prayers. I hear his cry.
Praise God.
Now that he done to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
15 more years.
Yes.
That's right.
You might be right at the age of death.
Amen.
You might be ready to step off into eternity.
Come on.
And a devil's hell may be your home. But if you'll turn your heart back to God and cry unto the Lord,
yes,
he can add to you. He can give to you.
Amen.
But he will give you eternal life.
Amen.
He'll save you.
Amen.
You ain't gone too far.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He loves you. We love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank God. Preaching every one. I'm going to get off here. Hallelujah. Tim, maybe we're going to come back with a song. One song, and then our brothers coming on. Praise God. But continue in prayer.
Yes.
Turn to God.
Amen.
Send us a text. Let us know. A letter. Praise God and tell what the Lord's done for you.
Yes,
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, you may be overcome.
Yes.
Brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
God
bless you.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray, but there's still hope, my friend, on this earthly God. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust the power. Give him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before he went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with him to
God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn the path of power and give Him back our heart. I will be praying it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn and trust the power and give Him back our heart. I feel He prayed it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I feel He prayed it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Amen. Praise God. People need to turn back to God. You better take heed to this word tonight and get your hearts right with God. Brother Miles,
yeah.
Come on in and tell where you're at and everything. And then we're going to get Billy on, and then we'll have you to preach.
Okay. It's Brother James Miles. Yeah. Down here in Alabama, Detroit, Alabama, just glad to be part of anything to do with Jesus. And, you know, that's the way we all
Amen.
Ought to be, just like to turn our hearts back to home again. Praise
yeah.
God. I'm ready. Ready. Go ahead,
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Uh, 706. Come on in and tell where you're at and who you are.
Yes, Brother Billy Keeler, calling from Barnell Ford Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord. We're going to get Brother Miles to obey the Lord, and then you can be right behind him there.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Miles.
Brady, you know, we've had this message, y'all, that God give me a year while back, and we said we'd bring this, and they'd either been somebody sick, something bad, wrong, something happened, weather bad. It seemed like Satan's fault is the hardest I ever seen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Verse 22, out of Isaiah 45, verse 22 says this, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. You know, I thought about that a whole lot. They, for many preachers nowadays, they preach so many things. You know, they preach prosperity because they want that, you know, that donations coming in. Just send your seed money to me, God will increase it, send it back. And they don't tell you about there's not but one God. They don't tell you there's
Amen.
No one else. They won't name who He is. I'm telling you something. Glory to God. It's Jesus Christ come down. They said, glory to the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But in Big John chapter 1, verse 14, said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that was Jesus Christ. A glory to God. That's the name we got to be saved by. There ain't no other name nowhere on this earth that we can pray through and get to God to be saved by. Glory to God. That's why he don't want this priest, the devil, don't want people to know that there's not but one God. It's not your money. It's not your life. It's not your things you got in this world. It's not this. It's not that. It's God. It's the Lord Jesus you got to be saved by. He even told you, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And
Praise
no man
God.
Can get to the Father but by me. Glory to God. And now I'm going to start reading a little bit in here. This comes from Isaiah, the same chapter, start at verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it. And he didn't create anything. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. That's what he said. You see, this is the word of God. When it's speaking from God to us, supposedly. And glory to God. If we take time, like he said, to study and to listen and to place that word in our hearts, we won't be deceived
Come on,
by things of this world. But when old Jim Jones and David Koresh and all them come down, hollered, "I am Christ, I am Christ," and they all followed him. Well, they all died too. You know, one of them fed them poison Kool-Aid. The others burned up in that fire out there in Texas. You know, all these different cults and things. There is
yeah.
no one God. You can follow them others because God gives you that right to choose what you want. You can choose heaven or you can choose that lake of fire.
Wow.
But I guarantee there's no middle ground. Tonight there's just God. There's just one way. There's just one place that we can go forever and be happy, and that's heaven. The other place is a lake of fire burning with fire and brimstone where you'll be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's time to make our choice up. And you know
wow.
Joshua said, he said, choose this day. Who are you going to serve? You going to serve the one true God? Or are you going to serve what's out in this world? Because this world's going to burn up one day. It's going to be gone. The things in it will be gone. And it'll be made over. He said, the ones that serve God look for a new heaven and a new earth. Glory to God, created in righteousness and holiness and purity. Glory to God. And we can be in the
presence
of God.
Hallelujah.
He said, they will be my people, and I'll be their God, and I'll be with them. And, you know, that's what I look forward to. Everybody else could say, I'm looking forward to my vacation next year. I'm looking forward to mine. From this old earthly flesh that gets old and aches and hurts and the strain and the pain of losing people you love, glory to God. But up there, there won't be none of that. And that's what I'm choosing. What are you choosing today?
Yes, bless him, Lord.
God, make a choice. It goes on and said, I've not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. He said, assemble yourself and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of the graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Glory to God.
Yes.
He's speaking it for me. That's just the words of God. It ain't the word of no preacher. God said, you know what? You can set up whatever you want. You can worship that. You can get down and worship at that altar. You can worship at the altar of Baal. Go out in this world. Glory to God. But it can't save you. It can't heal you. It can't help you in a time of trouble. It can't calm the storm in your life. That takes Jesus, friend. That takes the blood being applied. That takes that new birth.
Yes, hallelujah.
An old man dying, and a spiritual man can come up in the place of him. One is in the image of God. And you say the image of God, yeah. In whatever you do and say, you'll be in the image of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be like him. A Christian means Christ-like. Well, how are you going to be Christ-like?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of glory. I think I was going to get on this, but it's been on my heart lately. You tell Christians when they go to church, brother, they get in there when the Spirit goes to moving. They go to moving with the Spirit. You ever thought that? They get up and they be shouting and praising God, just crying and moaning and humbling themselves down and receiving.
Oh,
that
yeah. Come on.
The anointing of God flowing through the house.
Hallelujah.
And you got the others on the bench and daring to move them. Well, friend, I got something to show
yeah.
you what that's like. It's been on my heart. God give me this other day, me a friend. And he said, you know what? If you had two cars at your house, one of them had a broken motor, wouldn't drive, wouldn't run. And the other was a good car, run, carry, everywhere. Both of them's out of gas. You had an emergency pop up. You've got to get somewhere quick. You only got 5 gallons of gas sitting there. Which car are you going to pour it in? You're going to pour it at common sense. I'm going to pour it in one that runs. He helped God the same way. When you go to church, he's pouring his blessings
on,
out on the one that come looking for it, the ones that come seeking it, because they know who God is. They trust their God to be their healer, their redeemer, the one that gives them strength,
yeah.
the one that carries them food, the one that gives them wisdom to know who God is,
yeah.
to trust who God is, to believe with everything they've got. And when they go to church and they get in church, they get rewarded because he blesses them. Glory to God. Every time they go through the door. You've seen people walk in the back door and just get in the spirit and go to shaking. Why? They went looking for it. They went with a hunger and a desire for God and his glory to fall in their life, that they could be the son of God and the daughter of God. And that's what it's just for you to be. Today, people's letting you down. They're letting go of everything. you get. You're going to wind up looking one day and your hand's going to be empty. You can't hold it. The government will take it. Somebody will steal it. You'll die and leave it for somebody else. But God, you can take with you. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I'll go with you always. Even to the ends of the earth, I'll go with you. Glory to God. That's who I want on my side. When I go to church, I don't care if nobody gets in. But me, I've got to get in for me. I've got to get in as
come on,
out.
Brother. Come
I've
on.
Got to sneak him out. And if the rest of them
hallelujah.
See me, maybe it'll move on them. But if you sit still long enough, friend, they ain't nothing much but a bulldozer. Move you
yes,
off that seat.
Praise the Lord.
I've heard them say they look like dynamite. Have to be under their seat before they get up and praise God. Why? Because just like when I was preaching my first church I ever pastored, they had a barbecue out there. And this one woman slipped around and told my brother-in-law, said, well, he just don't feed me when I'm preaching. She messed up and told the wrong woman. My brother-in-law made the first time. He turned around and looked at her and said, let me tell you something. If you don't come with an appetite, you're not going to eat no way. And that's the way it is when we go to church. We got to know who God is. We got to know he's a rewarder of him that diligently seek him. If you're seeking God, guess what it says in the book of Matthew? Our glory to God. It said, knock. It'll be open, seek, and you'll find. Ask, and you'll receive.
Praise
he's not
going
to keep it from you. He said, I withhold no good thing from you. He wants you to have the Spirit of God. He wants you to have the blessings of God. The anointing, the Bible says, is within us. It's in us, but a lot of us shut the door that they can't get out. How are you going to see people see your joy in God? And it's just like when old Paul went to the first Corinthians, over the first Corinthians. When he went to the Corinthians, he said, I'm not here and coming here to hear your puffed up words about how good you are. I'm coming to see your power. I want to see the Spirit move on you. I want to see that you know God, that you know who he is, to know that you've received him, to know he's your Savior, to know you've been born again. I want to see
praise you, Lord.
And praise God. Ain't that what it's about?
Yeah.
That we want the fire of God to move us in such a way that the world can see and know they got something I ain't got. But boy, I want it because they're happy. They go to church. They come out of church, and that's the happiest people ever seen. And even when they're not at church, they're happy at Walmart. They're happy at a doctor's office, talking to everybody, smile on their face, joy in their heart. Glory to God. Why? Because I know who my Savior is. Do you
hallelujah.
Today? Do you know who God is? Do you know what God does? Do you know he made it all? Do you know everything you've got in your life is a blessing he's given you? And giving you and giving you to try to win you over to the winning side, because the other side, darkness, and darkness has no light in it. Glory to God. It said, tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take
come on.
Who have declared
bless
this from ancient who have told it from that time. Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God. And a Savior, there's none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Glory to God. You can go out and listen to these. I hate to say call them preachers. Listen to these men that get up and lead churches. That get up there and say, oh, there's many roads that lead to God. And they're telling you that Jesus lied in the Word. When Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Because that's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Who are you going to follow now? You going to follow the preacher, or are you going to follow Jesus? You read this Word of God. It says, let all men be liars, and God be the truth. The Word of God is what we live by. The Word, that's what convicted me and got me saved, was the Word of God. The little Church of God preacher lived right up this road up here. Not even 200 yards from our house up here. And he worked with me and taught me, give me scriptures to take home and study. And I studied in them. I had one little pocket Bibles go in your pocket. And I'd get out in the woods and sit down and read that. And one day it just broke my heart. It was just the right word he gave me to read. And when I read it, it broke my heart. And I understood how much God loved me. I understood what he had to give for me, what he had to pay in exchange for my sin debt. Glory to God. And you know what?
Bless
that
you,
brought
Lord.
Me to Jesus. And glory to God, I ain't never regretted that. That's the best move I ever made. I learned who God was. I learned how much he loves us. But friend, let me read something to you over here. I'll go way back in the Bible from the beginning. And I want to read something out of the book of Exodus. It comes out of Exodus 34 and verse 14. It said, "For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." You can worship something else, but God's going to turn anger toward you, not blessings, because he's called Jealous. He's a jealous God. He give you everything.
Yeah.
The air you breathe. Every bit of life you get. Every day you've been blessed with. Your family. Your children. Your everything you see in this world. God's blessed you with that. And you're going to worship in something else. Somebody else. Some other name. He's going to get jealous, friend. And he's going to turn anger your way. And he's going to turn hard times your way. And he's going to turn coming your way.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I'm going to read this right here because this goes right along with it. It comes out of Ephesians chapter 4. And he started out talking, Paul said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." He said, because there is one body. You can see how many fingers I got. "And one Spirit. Even as you are called, in one hope of your call. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism,
yeah.
one God,
yep.
and Father
yes.
of all, who's above all, and through all, in you all. Glory to God." But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God. We have this because of Jesus Christ. We have knowledge that there's one God. We have knowledge that there's one way. We have knowledge to know that we can't serve him in the way we want to. But we call him and we serve him as he's called us to serve him. And he said into holiness. You know what holiness means? That means sinless and blameless. Glory to God. Pure holiness, it means that you're walking upright before God. That you're not struggling. Every little wind of doctrine that comes down the road.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
I know people that they follow preachers. If they leave their church and go somewhere else, well, they just back up and follow them. When they're not following God, they're following the preacher. And the preacher can't save you. He can't forgive you. He can only warn you. He can tell you. He can love you. He can show you a better way. But if you're not following God, it won't do you no good to follow him. Man can't save you. Man can't get you back.
That's it.
Jesus Christ. Glory to God.
Jesus Christ.
The one that died at Calvary. The one that shed that precious blood. That let the anointing of God come on the inside of us. That we all can feel the glory of God. We know the realness of his love for us. Because I felt it. Glory to God. So I got down to a church one night. And just completely surrendered everything to Jesus. And when I got up from there, every weight of this world was taken off. And I felt like I was floating. I knew what it felt to be in the arms of God. I knew what it felt like to really be in the arms of God. To be loved by the one that loved us all so much. And he sent his son down to die for us. I felt that. And I never want to feel something else. I want to feel that. I glory to God. They make drugs. They've got alcohol. They got everything. But they ain't nothing to make you feel like God can. Ain't nothing can lift you up. And when this world is just piling on and piling on, trying to push you down. And a lot of people get bowed low. There's so much weight on them. But praise God, there's one that's lifted up of my
hallelujah.
Head. David's mom, and he's a lifter up of my head. He gives me peace when I lay down at night. He gives me joy when I wake up in the morning. I don't care what I'm facing. I don't have to face it alone. Why? Because I know who that one true God is. I know that jealous God. You remember when Israel would turn against God and get a king, an evil king, and they'd go to worshiping these idols, putting them up in the groves and all that stuff. God would turn away from them, and all these bad things would fall on them. And then they'd turn back to God, and he'd have mercy and bring them back. So, friend, don't holler at me and say, "You don't understand, preacher. I went too far. I'm lost and undone. I know he loves me, but look what I've done." Praise God, if you'll come back to him, they won't nobody be able to look what you've done, because he'll erase it with the blood of Jesus. You'll be reborn. And glory to God, it said over in 2 Corinthians 5:17, them that are baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. Old things are passed away.
Yeah.
The old all things are gone new.
Hallelujah.
Tonight to bring you down, to get you on your knees, to cry out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and ask him, please give me the forgiveness I'm seeking. Give me the joy of knowing you as my Savior. Give me the peace of knowing I'm not going to suffer for the things I've done in ignorance. And God, now that I've come to the knowledge of you, I just come and beg your mercy. I want to get on that mercy seat and sit there, Lord, till I know you come. I want to be there. Glory to God. I want to be there when heaven opens the gates and all of God's children gather in. And glory to God, I want to be one of that. I want to be one of a million or one of a billion. I want to be one of the chosen few that make it into heaven. Glory to God. Because the Bible tells me, just like the brother said, he looked low before the throne, stood a great multitude. It says, which no man could number. They were so many. He said, who are these? Them are they that washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You understand? These people have been forgiven. These people that trust God for their salvation. These people, glory to God, that don't go to church just to go to church. They go to church to serve God. They go to church to worship the Savior. They go to church to get in and ask God, use me for your glory. Use me for my testimony. Let me say something to help somebody else. Let me move in a way. Somebody will see your joy on me, and they can get in. Because if you go and sit, I can sit anywhere, but I'd rather get up and praise God as to sit down on him any time. And people sit down long enough. There's a song that said, you know, the church has been asleep, and he said it's time to wake up. Well, church, it's time to wake up. If you can't look around right now and see this world unfolding in such a way that you can't go on. Russia's done threatening us. Anybody comes against us, we've got more modern weapons than anybody else, and we'll destroy them. They're threatening us. They're threatening the world. China's even bigger than they are. Glory to God. And here we are in the United States throwing people out of the military and stuff all the time. You know what? That's not going to get us there. It ain't the military that's going to save us. It ain't a new president going to save us. It's not a new governor going to save us. It's not a new world leader going to save us. Only one that can is Jesus. And if you don't turn to him, you're going to be lost and undone. And my friend, I don't want to see that. I don't want nobody going to hell. Why you don't let the devil win over
you?
Because you've got a way of escape right now. You've got a way of escape. And his name is Jesus Christ. No other name among men through and by which we must be saved but Jesus. That's the only name. And friend, tonight I'm telling you, that's the one we've got to go to. That's the one true God. Yeah. Satan don't want this preach because he don't want people coming back to Jesus. He don't want their faith put back in God instead of in the world. And I'm telling you tonight, this world, if you look around, it's failing you right now. It, things is falling apart. America was up, boy, so good, and now we're just going to the bottom. Why? Because it's time. It's time. The Bible said it would happen. Said there'd be such things happen as never have been and never will be again. And we're in those days. We're in the last days. Perilous times shall come, the Bible said. Well,
yeah,
they're here.
Praise the Lord.
The wars and rumors of wars, they threaten us at home. We don't know what's coming. But I know who's coming. I know Jesus Christ is going to come back and save his people. He's going to take them home one day. And glory to God, I want to be ready when he comes, because I won't have time to get ready when he does. He said before he comes, there's an angel going to step out and declare that time would be no longer. There ain't no time to say, Father, forgive me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. There won't be time for that. The time to do that's right now. We come to you tonight because things matter. What we do matters. What we say matters. How we live matters. You got to know what holy is, and we got to be holy for he is holy. He said, holiness without, we can't even see him. Think about that. Holiness without, no man shall see God. I want to see him. I want to kneel down and thank him. I want to tell him how much I appreciate what he's done for me through my life. I'm getting older. And when you get older, it seems like you see clear, even though I just got one eye. They claim I'm legally blind in it, but I can see really well. I can see when I go to church that there's 10 or 12 people that really get in and worship God and love Him and praise Him and shout to His name and lift their hands and glorify Him. And I can see a bunch of others that are sitting there and every now and then they'll glance at their watch, wishing you'd hurry up or they could get them something to eat. I'm telling you something, if you can't eat what's being served in the church by the preacher and by the Word of God, you're going to starve your soul to death. That's unto death. What I'm talking about, that's what Jesus said He comes to give us, what? To give us life and to give it more abundantly. Why? Because it's a spiritual life. It's one that can't die. It's glory to God. Ooh, He told Mary and Martha when Lazarus died. And they said, brother, if you'd been near Jesus, our brother had not died. He said, you know, she said, but he'll rise again in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the one that gives you. I'm the bringer of life. I'm the death-conquering God that you know. I'm the one who sacrificed for you. I'm the one. He said, them that believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. Glory to God. Today you make up your mind. I want to live. I want to live. I want to live in a place where all the things that trouble us here won't be there no more. Where they'll never be mentioned, never be brought up, never be remembered. Glory to God. Is it up to you yet? It's your decision. It's your choice. It's right now laying in your hands because that's who's had this. Your soul's in your hands. And James Miles, Brother Don Harris, we can pray for you, but I can't pray that prayer of repentance for you. That has to come from you. That faith in God has to be put in you. That belief of knowing when I go to serve God, I'm going to give Him my all, and I'm going to serve Him with everything I've got. I want somebody to see how I love Him, that they can love Him too. And praise God, that's what it's about tonight. People's let down their standards. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that. But they have let the standard of God down. Mm-hmm. Used to, churches right around me here, right around my house. I used to go to them as a kid. They'd scare me. People would jump over pews, run up and down the aisle screaming and hollering, shouting, bouncing up and down and running. And I didn't know what was going on. I was just a kid. I understand now, but now they quit. It's a quiet place now. One every now and then might raise their hand and praise the Lord. But they don't get up and do it. And friend, I'm going to tell you, we can't wax gold on God. We got to get back in the fire and get back in the fight and start winning souls for Jesus. He said, glory to God. The fields are already white to harvest, but the laborers is getting kind of slim on Him. People that really want to work in the church and work for God and strive to do their best because they know who He is. They know who God is, and they know He's a rewarder of everyone that diligently seeks Him and seeks to please Him with their life. He knows the ones that come humble before Him. And, Lord, I ain't nothing, but I desire to have more of You. I desire to be more like You. I desire to feel Your Spirit stir with me, God. I desire, but when I pray, Lord, that I know that You hear me every time, I desire You to save my lost loved ones, to help the nations of the world, to feed the hungry, God. I desire that You use me to lead someone to You, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
But the love of men is waxing cold right now.
Yes.
They choose to believe God is whatever they tell them on TV. But I read one verse before I quit. And it says this in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. And you think what I said? He's saying there ain't no God before me. And there'll be no other God after me. I'm the beginning, and I'm the end. It starts with Him, and it ends with Him. And He's the only God, the only place, the only mercy, the only truth, the only saving grace that we can come to is to come to Jesus. And tonight He's crying out. He's crying out for a people that's starving for something and don't know what they're hungry for. He's crying out to a people that have tried to feed your soul with everything this world's got, and yet it's never satisfied. He's crying out to a people that's lost and dying in this world without Him, and He's trying to give you a lifeline tonight. Remember, His name is Jesus, And even though I can tell you all I love you, and I mean it from the depths of my heart, he loved you more than I could ever love you. Because he died when he didn't have to. He went to the cross of Calvary and died for your sins and my sins.
Amen.
That we might be saved. And it's through, by, and of Jesus Christ we find salvation. There is no other way. There is no other God. There is no one else that we can turn to but Jesus. And everybody out in this world telling about everything else that's so good and so great and so this and so that, they're nothing without God. Nothing. And if you want something that'll last in your life and help your children, your grandchildren, help your community, help your state, your nation, this world, then get down and seek out Jesus while he may. The Bible says seek God while he may be found to be, while he's near. He's near right now. And he's reaching down to everyone that'll listen. And it don't matter where you've been or what you've done. It matters what you do from this day forward. If you accept Jesus tonight as your Savior, he's going to make a difference in your life. He's going to change you. He's going to erase the past. And you start writing your future. You start writing your future.
Hallelujah.
But that's exactly what he wants from us. He wants to write a future for us, glory to God, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Satan can't erase it no matter what he does.
Glory
no matter
God.
The trick to pull. We get to studying this right here and get to reading through it, and it's an instruction book of how to stay strong. It's when we're weak, it tells us how to gather strength. When we can't understand, we can go to James 1st chapter and say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him pray to the Father, who giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth the mind. You see, there's always an answer. And it's in this book. You can read in Matthew 24. He tells you a lot about the signs that's coming. They're already here, friend. They're already here. And right now, if you're ever going to get right,
hallelujah,
if you're ever going to move up,
yes.
And I'm talking to Christians too. If you've been going to church 50 years, and now all you can do is sit on that seat when you go, you can never get up and praise God. You can't let the Spirit
come
loose
on,
in you.
Brother.
You can't
come
let
on.
God use you. You can't be blessed by God when you go to church. How are you going to be blessed by him out in this nation, out in this evil world? If you can't
come
be
on.
Blessed by him, turn off that cold spigot and let's get the hot water running again. Let's warm up to God because he's seeking people right now that won't just say they love him. He said, because your mouth, they speak about him all the time, but your hearts ain't close to him at all.
Amen.
That's now let your heart draw nigh to God. Because he said, just like the brother said, the day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find me. You can't partway go to him. You can't halfway give yourself to him. But you got to put your whole heart into it. And when you do, he's going to reward you openly before men. Openly says, that means his blessing, his Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, going to move through you openly before the world. They're going to see it. You can't sit and hide it. That's taking your lamp and putting it under that bushel. Take it out, Martha, by shining for God. If you got him, show it.
Yes.
If you hadn't got him, get him. Right now, pray with me.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, right now, I pray for all of them that may have been going to church most all their life, but they just can't turn you loose in their life. They can't give you the reign in their life, the control, God, that you need to have to make them the children of God. They go to church, they hear the preaching, they sing the song. But they get up and go home the same way they came. God, I ask you to open them up. Give them an appetite for you. That when they go to church, they desire to be fed from heaven. They want to eat of the manna of God. And when they get it, God, they're going to get up and tell somebody about it. They're going to get up and praise you for it. Because, God, that's what it's about. And, Lord, them that don't know you, never know you, lost and undone. They're out in this world, and they just know they need something. They don't know what it is. They don't know what will make me happy. I've tried everything. Well, try Jesus. Try Jesus, friend. Give
Hallelujah.
Him a call. Get on your knees somewhere and just say, Jesus, I've tried everything in this world. I've never been truly happy. I've never been truly free. But would you come into me tonight? Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sins. And set me free and let me be free from now on. And ask it in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray for all of them. I pray for the ones that's sick and afflicted. They've been, Satan fighting so hard to keep them from going to church because they go in and they worship you and praise you. And he wants that stopped. He wants the voice of God stopped in God's people. But, Lord, we're just going to get louder. We're going to cry harder. We're going to tell them with a greater amplification of our voice. We want to get louder and let them know that there is a God and he loves you with everything he's got. And he just asked you to love him back. And I beg this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is about seeing souls saved. And I ain't talking about just the ones that don't go to church. I'm talking about the ones that go to church. Some of them have been to church for years, but they've never got over the hump of letting God take over and take control.
Give it to him.
With you. You trust him with him to forgive you. You trust him when you're in trouble and you, Lord, help me. Well, how about trusting him with your life? Trust him with your all. And he'll take care of it just like he's took care of you all your life. He'll feed you. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord.
Amen.
He was Jehovah Nisi, the Lord that fights our battles. Yeah, he's there. He's there all the time. But are you with him all the time? That's what's going to count in the end. Friend, I love you. I just ask you, don't have you seek him out while he can be found, David. Until next time, I love all of you, and I'm going to turn it back to Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord. Good word. Brother Billy?
Yeah.
Come on and obey the Lord. We got about 18 minutes. We need to pray for the people right before we go off.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say that thank the Lord for everything you've done. And, you know, what's coming out of 22 there, Isaiah 44 and 22, said, look unto me and be ye saved, and all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me even every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Yes,
you know, there's going to be some confession, there's going to be some tongues, and a lot of them high-minded, stiff-necked, uncircumcised Christians, they call themselves, is they're going to see how close they are to God, you know.
Amen.
It's like somebody keeps telling me, oh, man, God has got it worked out. And I say, well, one day we'll see how close y'all are, you know, praise God. Then I'm going over and, you know, but people just think they got God, they can do what he wants to do, like the brother said. And they think God's going to be right there for them anytime they want him. But, you know, it's not like that. You know, you can't leave him in your closet and go to go to church and not Brother Miles saying sit on the pews and don't do nothing and don't even lift your hand and praise him one time. Then you come back and you want to get him out of the closet. But he's not like that. That's not a God that we serve. I know I don't. And I'm going to read over here a little bit, Matthew 11:28. And he said, come unto me, all you that labor, all that ye labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in my soul. You feel rest for your soul. You know, he said, come unto me. That's what we're here today. We're trying to lead people to Jesus. We're trying to say, you know, we're like the John the Baptist. We're crying out, one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way because the Lord is coming. You know, he's coming to an end of this. And, you know, and you say, how do you know that they need to, they've got a problem? Well, they said, you know, all you that are burdened. God's children are not burdened, praise God. Come unto me that are laden heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Now, if they was in the Lord like they are, you know, they would have rest in the Lord and they wouldn't worry about the world or the things becoming of it. Or they don't want to do nothing. But they want to just sit around, praise God, and gripe and complain. And I've always heard that some people have got just enough of the Holy Ghost to make them miserable. Because, the Bible says once you tasted of him and you turn back, you ain't fit for nothing. And then it's got to bother them. He'll turn them over to a reprobate mind. And that's why they're so mad at one another. The brothers and sisters in the churches can't get along sometimes. And if the church world sees all of that, well, they say, we don't want none of that. But we're here today to tell them, said, Jesus Christ is their comforter. Jesus Christ, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, they don't even carry a Bible to church no more, praise God. They won't even get seen. They don't be seen in the public with a Bible in their hand. And they pray somebody's going to see them and recognize them, But how many is are learning of him today? We try to tell people every day, say, look, and that's what we're here for. It's not for my glory.
Hallelujah.
And I know it's not for God's glory, but it's for the glory of God, praise the Lord. We're here doing it in Jesus' name, praise God. And we say, hey, don't learn of me, praise God. Don't learn me nothing about me because that ain't going to count. The one that's going to get you saved is the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be learning of him. And the scripture says, search the scriptures. Wherein you think you have eternal life. That means that a lot of people, and it also says many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
Praise God. That means everybody that holler, Lord, the Lord is not going to make it in, praise God.
No.
They ain't going to make it, and they're going to say one day, and they're going to say one day, Lord, here I am, Lord. I thought my name is written in your book. At one time it might have been. But praise you, God, at one time it might have been, but some of them got waxed cold, praise God, and don't want to do nothing in church. They don't want to see a brother prosper in church. They don't want to see nobody get high-minded and praise the Lord more than they do. If someone rises up and the Lord rises somebody up to maybe speak in tongues or to prophesy or sing a song under the anointing, they'll say, that's supposed to be my song. That's my song. Why didn't I get to do that? Why did they call on me to do that? Well, God called on you when you saved you, praise God. God called on you to do what you can do. And if God don't ask you to do something that you can't do, that's to say, the kind of God we serve, praise God. But, we got to hold on to that yoke. Why is people burdened down and say they got the Lord in their life? You don't have to be burdened down. If you're a child of God, I go through troubles all the time. I have bills in this world, that I have to pay, and sometimes it gets tight. But, sometimes I don't worry about them either. I sure don't, if God's my will. Because God always makes a way. I get money unexpectedly sometimes. I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm bragging on God that delivers me. Why? Because I serve a living God, not a dead one. Pray to a statue and you get anything hit, it won't answer me back. I talk to a God that answers me back and talk to me and show me what he's talking about. But I got to learn of him, praise God. I got to put him first in all things. But, that's what a lot of people are at, praise God. We got to put our child this way. Scripture says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I become a man in Christ, I put away my childish thing. You got 50 and 60-year-old people in church and still acting like children. My God, I know when the Lord saves you, praise God, it don't matter if you're 50-year-old, but when the Lord saves you, you're still a baby in Christ. But I'm talking about the ones that proclaim Jesus Christ for 40 and 50 years and still act like babies in Christ. Praise God, they can't point it. They want to point at the brother. They want to eyeball the brother or sister, They want to whisper behind their back, praise God. But let me tell you what, every word that you say, it may be behind their back, but he's God, but Lord Jesus Christ hears everything. He knows your very thought, praise God. So how can you sit there and say, oh, Lord, I have, you know, me and Jesus got it worked out when you ain't doing nothing but lying to yourself? So God said, depart from me. Depart from me. No. I never knew you.
That's
go
right.
back and serve the one that you served before. And people, they lose sight of what God has done for them. He said, I'm once saved, always saved, and I can go and do anything I want to do. That's just the lie of the devil. And they suck it up like a sponge.
That's
and they
right,
wanted
bro.
To go and rely on that, praise God. They just want to use the Lord like a no dirty dish rag. You know, some people, they'll wash them out and hang them up somewhere. And even before they get dry, they have to get it down and use it again. And it's still stinking already, and that's the way they do, praise God. They think they think that God does that. They think they can do God that way.
Yeah.
Jesus said, take my yoke. It is easy for me. Take my yoke up and easy, and my burdens are light. That means he can handle any kind of burden you got, any kind of burden, any sin
Amen.
You got. But the only thing about it, when you get right with God, you quit doing that sinful stuff.
Come on.
That's
you quit
right.
crying like a baby. You grow up and be a man, praise God. And some of them said, how come that little 12-year-old boy, how come a 12-year-old boy standing in a temple can tell us what to do? Well, there's all the stones, the lawyers and the doctors. He just 12 years old, but he had the power of God. He was a son of God. He had
yeah,
to, he stood up like a man. He didn't care what they say. At 12 years old, praise God, he stood up like a man and told them just exactly what it is. Now, you tell me if that ain't God can do that. That was Jesus Christ at 12 years old, praise God. He astonished them all, praise God.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want to look at that. They want to point to the brother. But one thing, you know, all I know is if you think you've gone too far, and if you don't think there's no hope for you, well, you're wrong. Or the only
right.
thing he won't forgive you is for blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And then I don't
Amen.
Think you live too much longer to brag about that. So come on back to the Lord. There's always a starting point. Don't keep putting it off. Don't
right.
keep burdening yourself down with this world. Don't keep
yeah.
saying I got Jesus in your heart. If you got Jesus, how come the world and God's people can see you burdened down? We said rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
But praise God. That's just what I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty. I know you got to get the prayer requests. And I say I love the Lord. It's been a while since we've been on here, but praise God. And I'll turn
bless
it back over
Lord.
To you, Sister Betty.
Bless
Thank
you,
Lord.
Bless
you,
coming on and helping us there.
Bless you, Jesus.
We're going to have Tim come on and sing one song, and then we're going to take all these prayer requests before the Lord. He knows every one of them. I'm not going to have time to read all of them. There's about 3 pages of them, so we'll just, God knows the needs, and he knows
yes,
people,
he does.
So we'll just pray over them whenever he gets done singing.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm not a saint, they can say, but I'm a Jesus. I'm not a saint, they say, trusting in birth. I'm not a saint, lift up heart, but they never, because I'm saved. I'm not a saint.
Sometimes we Christians, we wait up on the shelf. First we lift our hands to pray and wait on someone else. But Jesus died on
Hallelujah. Bless you, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've seen that we've already gone off the air, so we'll be back next week from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So everybody just tell your family and friends about it, and we'll get off of here and see you next week. God bless.
God bless. Hey, I love all of you. Good night, everybody.
God bless you.